Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. Since we have been speaking about how other items can acquire something on your behalf, the Mishnah continues discussing how certain types of people can acquire a found item on your behalf. The Mishnah says, Metzias beno uvito akitanim, a found object that's picked up by your son or your daughter who are kitanim. Normally, kitanim means minors, that they're under bar bas mitzvah. But in the context of our Mishnah, what kitanim really means is that they are smuchim al shulchano. They are people who sit at your table. They are financially dependent on you. And that would be true even if they're over bar bas mitzvah. They would be considered kitanim for these purposes. So if they find an item, or mitzias avdo v'shivchaso akananim, or an item that's found by your male or female servant, that's a non-Jewish servant that you fully own, mitzias ishto, or an item that's found by your wife, all of these, hare elu shalo, they all belong to you. They're acquiring it as acquiring it on your behalf. Now, the reason for these items is that if your children who are financially dependent on you, that Chachamim made a takana, they made a rule that everything that they pick up should belong to you, as their mitzia should belong to you, and that's because we don't want there to be eva. We don't want there to be any hatred developed between, or ill will developed between the father and the children, because the children are dependent on the parents, and we want to maintain that relationship. And regarding a daughter, actually, there's a dispute of whether or not if she's under bas mitzvah, or I should say if she's bas mitzvah and 6 months into her bas mitzvah age, which when she's called halachically a nara, there's actually a dispute as to whether or not it's irrelevant whether she's samach al shulchan avia, whether or not she's financially dependent or not. Some opinions say even if she's not financially dependent, her mitzia, the item that she finds, belongs to her father. And others say, no, it's only if she's financially dependent, just like the son. Regarding the non-Jewish servants, since their actual body belongs to their master, so anything they pick up belongs to the master, and that's why the mitzia they find belongs to him. And regarding his wife, that was also a takanas chachamim, that was also a decree of the sages. Again, so there should not be eva, there should not be any ill will developed between the husband and the wife, and that apparently would have happened if she would go home with this found object and he gets no rights to it. The Mishnah continues, Mitzias beno uvito hagedolim, the found object that is found by his son or daughter who are gedolim, who hear gedolim, that they reach the age of majority, but here it doesn't mean the age of majority, it means that they are not salmach al shuchano, that they are not dependent financially on their father. That makes them gedolim, even if they're under bar bas mitzvah. Mitzias avdov shivchaso ivrim, or the found object that by his maidservant that are Jewish, or mitzias ishto shigersha, or the found item of his wife that he's divorced, afal pishalo nasan ksuvasa, even though he hasn't yet given her ksuva yet, hare elu shalahen, these items all belong to those people themselves, the children who are financially independent, and the Jewish servants as well, since he doesn't own their guf, it belongs to them. And his wife, who he's divorced now, even though he didn't give her a ksuva. Now, even though he hasn't given her a ksuva, it seems pretty simple. If he's divorced her, then obviously her found object should not belong to him. So the Gemara explains that we're not talking about a woman who is fully divorced. We're talking about a woman who he gave her a get, but there's a suffix, there's a doubt as to the validity of the get. So under those circumstances, he's still obligated to give her mizonos, to give her food. He actually has that financial obligation still under those circumstances where we're not clear if the divorce has been valid. However, the mitzia, the found object, he does not get. And that's because, as we mentioned earlier, that the reason a man gets his wife's found object was in order not to cause ill will between them. And once they've got even a suffix get, even a divorce document that's in doubt, certainly there's no concern about ill will, that the relationship is over by that point.